This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyne.
And I'm Bonnie North. Good morning. Public health officials in the Chicago area on Friday cautioned people that they may have been exposed to measles if they visited a local Menards store, a laundromat, or a health clinic in one Lake County community. So far, the latest outbreak of the once-contained disease, which has caused many illnesses on the West Coast, hasn't impacted Wisconsin to a significant degree.
And city and school leaders in Milwaukee are working to keep the disease from reappearing here. Edgar Mendez reports on those public health efforts in the online Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service, and he's with us in the studio. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me on again, Mitch.
What do the numbers tell us about vaccination rates against measles in Milwaukee?
Well, the numbers tell us that about 1 in 10 kids in Milwaukee school-aged children are not vaccinated currently.
They're 1 in 10. At the same time, this is actually a high water mark for Milwaukee at the moment.
Right. The levels have been rising in recent years, but that's not to say that we're safe from an outbreak such as the one that occurred in Illinois.
Well, right. So talk about that. If we're looking at a record high for vaccination rates among Milwaukee school-aged children, and I think the numbers were about 89% overall, and at MPS, is it 87%?
That's 90% in MPS.
Oh, okay. At MPS. MPS a little higher than the general population.
Right. But that MPS rate includes the students that have waivers.
All right. So why then, if the rates still are higher than they've been, why are there still concerns that a measles outbreak could occur here?
Well, you look at Illinois, and Illinois a few years ago, they actually had a rate of over 97% for school-aged children. So now in Milwaukee, that's 89%, and in Wisconsin as a whole, it's between 92% and 93%. So if they can have an outbreak with the higher rate, then we can definitely have an outbreak. As a matter of fact, the rate that we're looking for is 95%, and that's according to Dr. Beatrisky from the Milwaukee Health Department. And the reason we're looking for 95% is because that would confer a herd, or sometimes called community immunity. It's basically the form of immunity that occurs when the vaccination of a significant rate of the population is enough to protect the rest of the unimmunized population.
And that includes people who can't be immunized.
Right, those that are not a year of age. Usually you get your first measles shot or MMR shot, which is the combination measles, mumps, and rubella shot between 12 and 16 months, and then once again, I think it's 4 and 6 years. That herd or community immunity does not, you know, necessarily mean that everyone is safe either.
And you say it typically doesn't kick in until about 95% of the population is immunized?
Right. But as we saw in Illinois, that doesn't guarantee us safety.
Well, and so how concerned are health officials, school officials, that a measles outbreak could happen in the Milwaukee area?
Well, I think they're very concerned. They're keeping an eye on the national situation. As of yet, they don't have any other immunization clinics scheduled other than the two that occur every year in the back-to-school fairs.
Well, and so what is someone to do? What do we know about how people might access a measles immunization if they or their child is not immunized and none of these clinics are coming up and perhaps they don't have a regular primary care physician?
Well, that's the problem. I mean, I think that I would contact the Milwaukee Health Department. I know that a good way to check whether your child is immunized is the Wisconsin Immunization Registry. As the Milwaukee Health Department recommends that people contact their physician.
So even if you don't necessarily have access to your child's immunization records, you can actually access them through the state of Wisconsin.
Correct. You can access them online.
A lot has been reported about other states, mainly California, but also Washington and Oregon, and the large number of children who opt out of vaccinations through these so-called personal belief exemptions. How common are those in Milwaukee?
Well, they're about between 1 and 2%, a number that's actually dropping. But there's always going to be that segment of the population that is fearful of vaccinations of any kind, that actually believe they're dangerous. And the doctor Biedrzycki, he acknowledges that 1 in a million will get an allergic reaction to the shot.
You actually spoke with someone who used to practice medicine in the state of Washington, now a grad student in Milwaukee, who was saying that one of the issues that she sees is people just not being familiar with what measles is all about.
Right. She thinks that it's been so long since we've had a huge measles outbreak that people have lost that collective memory of how dangerous it actually can be. But the CDC data shows that 1 in 4 who contract measles will get hospitalized. 1 in 1,000 can develop encephalitis, which is brain swelling that could lead to brain damage. And 1 in 2 in 1,000 will actually die. And if we look across the United States at the cases of measles, in 2012, there were only about 50. Now, last year, there were more than 600. And in the first 2 months of this year, before February is even done, we already have 154 confirmed cases.
Well, so let's take a look at Milwaukee. If about 90% of MPS students are immunized and another 2 or 3% have these exemptions, what do we know about why the remaining population, the other 5 or 6%, hasn't been immunized?
Well, a lot of that is due to access issues. You know, you look at low-income populations, they move around more. It takes a while for their medical records to get here from wherever they came from. So, I mean, I think that a lot of that has to do with access issues.
Did you talk to parents who were concerned about getting their kids immunized?
Yes, definitely. A lot of the parents that I saw, there was during the second of the immunization clinics hosted by the Milwaukee Health Department, were there because they received a letter from their child's school letting them know that they were short immunizations. So they're definitely concerned.
And to this point, we don't know if any additional immunization clinics are going to be scheduled.
Not at this moment, but I mean, if these outbreaks continue, I definitely believe they will be hosting them.
Edgar Mendez, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me again.
Edgar Mendez is a reporter for the online Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. You'll find a link to his story on Milwaukee's effort to prevent a measles outbreak at WUWM.com.